Welcome to 2020, new millennium, I think. Or is that 2000? Anyway.
It's a decade.
Okay, the new decade.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2020. You're listening to Saga Podcast with Garrison and Sarah, my hosts.
Hello.
Or my co-host here. And today we're going to be talking about Doctor Who. Doctor Who, someone requested it, and we said, why not?
Yeah. I've never really watched Doctor Who before, so this is like a brand new thing to me.
Right, yeah. Same story for me too. I have heard about it, like it's sort of been in the back of my mind for like a few years, like 7 or so years now or so. And this is a great opportunity to learn more about it.
Yeah, I mean, Doctor Who, like, in general, has, like, a huge cult following, so, I mean, it makes sense to eventually, we were gonna have to do something Doctor Who, because there's so much out there for Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah, and, yeah, so let's get started. We're talking about Doctor Who, The Power of the Daleks. It's, like, a 6-part story arc featuring the Second Doctor. But before we go into the story on that, let's sort of talk about the origin of this mini series in its current form. Spoiler alert, this audio may contain spoilers, so please proceed with caution or an open mind. I don't care. Okay, so originally Doctor Who is live action. It's, you know, with people on sets and things like that. But, you know, this is an animation podcast, so we do things that are animated, clearly.
Right.
But what's interesting about this is that this series was pretty much lost to time. Doctor Who, from around 1967 to about 1978, they have what's known as the lost episodes, and quite a bit of the episodes during this time, like around 97 out of the 253 episodes during that time, were lost to time because of the BBC's archiving, and like they didn't archive their things. It pretty much just aired once and they got rid of it. But luckily audiophiles and people recording the program at home, they were able to salvage some content. So they took the audio and then they just animated over it in 2016. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, and they actually did a really good job. Like the audio is really good as far as like how clear it is. Like it sounds like it's the audio from the original show. So it's pretty, like it's pretty spot on. Like I think they kept most of the scenes in the entire 6 episodes, and it is a 6-episode I guess like series for this, just for the Power of the Daleks. And you said this was remade in 2016, right? So yes. Like the original was like 1966.
Yes.
And then 50 years later some organization, some studio was like, or maybe just some like random guy was like favorite, like loved Doctor Who, was like, okay, let's just like remake this, and made it into an animation. And that is just wild. Like that's what I'm saying about the Doctor Who fandom. Like there is no limit to the Doctor Who fandom.
Well, I actually think it was the BBC because it was the 50th anniversary, and so they made this.
Oh, Well, that makes sense because it's a pretty solid like animation. Like as far as quality, like it's pretty good. It is entirely in black and white, as the original was entirely black and white. So, you know, obviously it looks interesting as far as like animation goes, and the style that they chose to do it in, it's just like monochrome, you know, or what's it called? Just black and white. It's just black and white. So, I don't know. I just saw it was a, it kind of bothered me a little bit, but anyway, that's besides the point. We'll get on to that. But as far as like the plot for this little, I don't want to call it a series. Is it like a mini series? What should I call this?
Well, like that's the thing, right? Because Britain calls a season a series, and like they'll call like different things like serials. I don't know where that fits
in. Oh yeah, that it's like a serial, like of this one story. It's like one story, but it's split into several different episodes. So I guess it's like a small mini series. I don't know, like it's like a special. I'm gonna call it a special. So the plot really is about the doctor, of course. They land on, I guess they're already kind of on a random planet, but then the doctor just like dies and then becomes somebody new. And they're like, I don't know, they're just messed up about this whole part. And it was very confusing to watch to begin with. But then we find out that they're there for a reason. Like the new doctor is like on a mission. Like he woke up and he was like, I'm on a mission. And they find, the doctor finds somebody like shot dead, takes his place as an examiner for this organization. And then like, just like investigates and is there and like, kind of weasels his way in as the examiner and finds out that there are Daleks that have been found in this capsule and somebody is trying to use them to, I guess, take over the world or use them as resource builders. But of course, I don't know. The Daleks are such an interesting character. They have this like maniacal side to them. And so you find yourself like not sure where the Daleks lie as far as like whose side they're on. They're on their own side, but then they have like this master and they're constantly like, all right, you know, hold on. What do they say? They say,
I am your servant.
Yes, exactly. And it is just too much. It is too much. I don't know. So that's really the plot. And we're going to kind of dive into each episode specifically and kind of explain a little bit more. But that's pretty much the gist of it. I find myself just laughing through this whole thing. And now I know why Doctor Who is so near and dear to so many different people, because it is just too much. It's too much, guys.
So you want to talk about the first episode now?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So the first episode, Sarah pretty much summed it up, about the, doctor being,
reanimated,
rejuvenated or something. They call it rejuvenation or something.
Like reincarnated. And, is that what it is?
No, they call it rejuvenation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the doctor is rejuvenated into a newer, younger body than the first doctor. And the companions, Ben and Polly, are kind of confused. Like, they don't really know what to make of it. and, yeah, they land on this planet Vulcan, where they kind of find themselves in the middle of this potential overthrowing of power. There's a rebellion building. And the examiner is killed, and the doctor takes his place, and that's how they sort of get into the good graces of this colony. That's pretty much the first episode. And Sarah said pretty much what I was thinking too, that I really didn't know what to make of this first episode. It's pretty much like jumping into the middle of a movie, and you kind of have to put the pieces together as you go.
Yeah, so you have a note here that says like the animation reminds you of Archer.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar in style. I think the mouth movements are a little bit different. Like, I was trying to find what made this so like special or different. I don't know, it's just like something about the mouth movements and like the detail in the characters was just different. Like, they really, I think, took their time with the like the animation of these characters, because they look exactly, if not mostly, like the original actors in the original series. So I think they really tried to do like frame for frame what the movie or what the original looked like compared to like what the animation is. And that's I think why it's like threw me off a little bit while watching this.
I have seen like a couple of images from what they could salvage from the live action version, and it's pretty accurate. I do have a comment on this first episode. That's when the original examiner is killed, and the doctor doesn't, like, he just kind of doesn't care. He takes his badge and masquerades as him.
Well, yeah. Isn't like, that's my thing, is I was like thinking, I was like, yeah, that makes no sense either. But isn't the doctor supposed to be like he knows more than he is putting off? So like, he knew that he had to do this in order to like he's got like a sixth sense or something. That's what I'm saying. Like, he does not do some weird stuff for no reason. That's my understanding of who the doctor is.
Right. Yeah.
So even though it's like he acts kind of nonchalant about the fact that somebody just died, it's because it's for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's two steps ahead at all times.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. This made me really like the doctor. Like, this must have been like, I mean, obviously he's one of the originals, so he did a really good job, whoever the character was or the actor was. I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens in this first one. Like, one of my notes in here is like, that's a nice boulder, because the doctor is like, he's like looking for something, and he just has like a moment where he like molests a boulder for a while. I don't know. It just cracked me up. So that's all I got in this first one, I guess.
Number two?
Yeah.
What happened in this one? I don't remember. I didn't really take notes on that, but...
So this one was more like exposition, I think. Kind of leading up to the Daleks kind of taking over. It was really a lot of like explanation of like, okay, the doctor is the examiner. He's validated himself to the entire colony. And then he just plays the role. Like, he does what he's supposed to do. And in the meantime, there's like espionage is just going on in the background. And it's very like, it just builds up to the next episodes, which of course, like, episode 3 and 4 are kind of where it builds on to that. And like, you really see what the Daleks are capable of. I don't know. So many of my notes are like on the Daleks specifically, and it's mostly like, these robots are nerds. I just kept thinking like, how is this robot supposed to be useful in any way, shape, or form? Like, it's just a block.
Yeah, I like, they can't go upstairs, they can't really climb or hold things, because if you noticed, they could only push doors open. They couldn't pull them.
Yeah, so, they don't have hands. They have a plunger.
Right, yeah. A plunger on one hand and a whisk on their other hand.
Which is supposed to be a gun, I guess. Right. I don't know. I was just losing it while watching it. Not, like, I don't... I know, I feel like I'm supposed to be taking this more seriously, but I just cannot. They're just like vacuums. They look like Roombas.
Right. Yeah. I wonder why they don't have more useful bodies. Because if they're tipped over, I mean, they may be really heavy, but if they're tipped over, can they get up?
Maybe if they roll over to the side where their arms are, you know, like, just like... extendo, push themselves up. That's all I got, though.
One note on the second episode. So they arm the Dalek with its gun thing, and then someone is quote unquote stunned, but we find out in the next episode they were actually killed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so some stuff happens in this one. Bragan and Janley are conspiring against Vulcan. Polly is kidnapped. The Daleks are the Daleks reactivated the others. So they're building an army at this point.
Okay, so I just have so many notes on these. I was like, these robots are not smart. Like, they're supposed to be really smart and everything. And I kept thinking, like, you know, is this supposed to be what AI looks like, you know? Because they're really dumb. For one, they're talking in plain English to each other. Like, they don't, like, you'd think that they would have a different language that they could communicate in with themselves. Mm-hmm. So that somebody can't overhear their maniacal plans.
Yeah.
But then they're just talking in plain English to each other. They are just too funny. They're so funny, Garrison. I'm surprised you're not laughing.
They're kind of scary.
You think so? You thought they were scary?
If I were in a room with no doors and no stairs, yeah. I mean, they look pretty heavy and they can blast you from across the room.
Oh my god, it's just like the threat. The entire time I was watching this, I was waiting for like the big reveal of like the power of the Daleks, because the doctor kept talking about, he's like, these things could literally kill us all, but there was no explanation as to why he thought that other than the actions of the Daleks. Like, well,
maybe because the Daleks literally killed them all in like the last episode. There were like 4 people that lived.
You mean before this? Which one? You talking about episode 2?
In episode 6, but yeah. But this isn't the first time that they fought the Daleks.
I feel like I needed like a flashback or something to see their actual power, and I didn't get that.
Well, that's actually in like some... the character profiles, so when we get to that, I can kind of talk about why they're so formidable.
Okay.
Episode 4, then?
Yes.
So pretty much this whole story arc, Dr. Lesterson was pissing me off with how unscientific his assumptions were on the Daleks and how many conclusions he was jumping to. That irked me. And Ben is such a whiny peen throughout this whole series.
I know. Polly was pretty like level-headed.
Yeah.
Ben was like, yeah, where's the doctor? We need the doctor. This is too funny.
Let's see.
I mean, it's no wonder they kidnapped Polly though, because she's like the only one that's can actually do anything.
Yeah, the only competent one besides the doctor.
Yeah.
But luckily, Dr. Lesterson discovers the Dalek's true intentions towards the end of the episode. And this is when they are starting to build more and more, and they're getting ready to make their assault on the people.
Right.
Episode 5, the tides are turning. Bragan is beginning to enact his plan to overthrow the current leadership of Vulcan. The Doctor escapes from his cell with Quinn, and Hensel, the former leader of Vulcan, is killed by...
I was gonna say, like, their escape from the cell was pretty cool. Like, I don't know how long it took them to figure that out, but that was pretty ingenious.
With the water?
Yeah, with the water. So, like, what they did is, like, this door is, like, activated by sound or something. Like, I don't know, it's got this, like, weird knob on it, and you just touch it, and it, like, makes a sound, and it opens. And what the Doctor did was, like, he had his flute. For some reason, he just plays a flute just randomly throughout the day, you know, through certain episodes. He's, like, trying to figure out the note, you know? And then he gets, like, a glass of water, and he's, like, doing the rim thing to make the like, that noise. And then, you know, like, he figures it out, opens it up. They disable one of the guards, lock him in there. And then this genius doctor he is, like, taking the water out. The other jailer is like, why are you bringing the water with you? He's like, I don't want him to figure it out.
I must have missed that last part. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Like, he took... I guess he just assumed that the guard would be smart enough to somehow figure out also that you can open the door with the sound. But can't he just open it with his hand? I don't know. Anyway, too much theory. I'll let it pass. I'll just let it pass. It's okay.
All right. So in the last episode of this story arc, Bragan is looking to eliminate any and all loose ends. Dalek kills most of the people in the colony, including Janley and Dr. Lesterson. Bragan is later killed by Velma, who was barely a character in this series. The Doctor defeats the Daleks, but has he for good?
Right. There's a little bit of mystery there at the very end, which leaves you questioning. Also, can we talk about the, like, weird blobs that are actually the Daleks? Daleks.
They're pretty creepy.
Yeah, I was like, it's brain goo. This is brain goo. And, like, they kind of just, like, plop it into this giant basin, which is, like, the bottom of the Dalek. Plop, put on the top, and then it's alive. You know, like, plugging in.
So did they say that the Daleks were powered on, like, static or something?
Yes.
Static. Okay. Is that, like, powerful?
Static electricity?
Yeah. Or static, or, yeah. They said, they said static. Like, and they were all shocked because, like, apparently, like, static powered things can exist or something.
Well, I think it's because it's such a low amount of energy that's created. And that's the thing is, like, this, I think static is like the electricity that's just kind of randomly in the air. And so they're able to harness all of the floating static, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just kind of floats throughout the air. We don't see it, but it's there. And so they're able to harness it. And then, and I just would think it would just be a low amount of energy. That's my only thing.
Yeah, okay.
It wouldn't be a whole lot.
Any final thoughts on the episodes before we move on?
I feel like it could have been shortened to, like, one long episode or maybe three, but that's all I got. Oh, and then I kind of watched it where it didn't have any captions, and I like to watch things with captions, but
You losing your hearing?
It's not that I'm losing my hearing, it's just, like, it's easier, like, if you watch things in different languages, like, if you ever watch movies in different languages, having the captions on just allows you to, like, comprehend things more. And really understand things better. So, at least for me, anyway.
But this is English.
Yeah. I speak other languages.
Wait, so English isn't your first language?
It is, but I do speak other languages too. So it's just, I don't know, it just helps me personally.
Oh, that would explain why you're terrible at spelling and things like that.
Yes.
The characters. The doctor, this is the second doctor. I think we're up to like 13 now. So the second doctor, the doctor is essentially the same person. Like, each doctor is essentially the same person, just incarnated into a different body with a different personality.
So is it the same person then?
Well,
is it?
Well, okay, so it's so.
I guess maybe like that. Yeah. Okay. I see your point. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like the same person, but like okay. So it's like the same soul, but not the same personality or body or anything. Okay. So the change usually happens when the body gets old and weak or dies. So in a way, they're kind of immortal. I'm not sure if there's a way that you can permanently kill a doctor, but anyway. So the doctor are an ancient race of aliens known as the Time Lords. And the second doctor is this clever guy who's always like two steps ahead of everyone else. He's childlike and he likes to play dumb so that his enemies will underestimate him, and this allows him to manipulate them and sort of get the edge in a conflict. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, he is pretty good. I like this doctor.
Ben is a whiny peen, like we've said. Pretty useless.
Yes.
And Polly is a level-headed warrior that doesn't question every single thing that the doctor says. And she's pretty cool. Too bad she was kidnapped, damsel in distress style, but
yeah,
it's the 60s. Dr. Lesterson is an ignorant scientist that ignores the scientific method and dies a meaningless death without accomplishing anything.
Brilliant.
Jan Lee, who was a pretty cool character, she was another ignorant scientist that has so much hubris that she refuses to acknowledge her own faults and limitations, and thus bringing to fruition and a potential world-ending threat until it's too late.
Mm-hmm. She was interesting. I liked her.
Bragan, his subplot was kind of uninteresting and an afterthought, in my opinion, and probably the least interesting thing about this. That's all I have to say about him.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Hintel was also an afterthought, also Quinn as well. Now, the Daleks are a race of cyborg alien-like creatures with no remorse, pity, or individuality. So they're kind of like hive mind in that way, I guess. Their goal is universal conquest. Their ambition, eradication of inferior races. So they're basically like alien Nazis or something.
Oh, yeah. That totally reminds me. Okay. So they said some really cool stuff in certain episodes, and I was just like, ooh, that's dumb. Oh, okay. It was episode 3. One of the Daleks, like, had to stop himself from, like, he was talking to one of the characters about, like, his race or whatever, and he's like, the Daleks are better than, they're just as good as humans, and, like, he had to, like, stop himself.
Right. From saying
And then, one of the Daleks, it must have been, like, you can't tell them apart, so I don't know who's who, but one of the Daleks in episode 5 was like, no three Daleks can be seen together at one time. And I was like, ooh, they're growing. Like, well, the reason is because, like, they're not supposed to let other people know that they're making more Daleks. So I was just like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They came up with some rules.
So the Daleks were, they're mutated from this like 1,000-year long war that's been going on, and they were actually, in their current form, they were created by this like scientist that removed every emotion besides hate from them. And so they're useful. Actually, what's that?
That's useful.
It probably is. Just, you know, weakness is our love for other people, so that makes sense. So they're basically the greatest threats in Doctor Who history. And I did a little extra research, and later on in the series, they actually get a hold of time travel technology. So they actually get like way more scary.
Okay.
So the Doctor basically ends up fighting the Daleks throughout all of time and history. So it sounds like a pretty epic destiny type of struggle.
Do they get any cooler looking, or are they always going to look like tanks?
Just like this.
Oh, God. All right.
And there's the TARDIS, which really wasn't featured much in this series, but the TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space. It's like a police box shaped on the outside, but it's basically infinite in space on the inside. And usually these things can look time appropriate to the place and time that it's in, but the mechanism in the Doctor's TARDIS is broken, so there's that. And that's pretty much Doctor Who.
Well, I've learned a lot.
This series has been going on for decades, and really this is just the tip of the iceberg. And if you guys liked this and want more Doctor Who, then just do something about it, you know?
Right.
Don't just sit here and listen to us, you know. You should put your
money,
something like
your
that.
Money where your mouth is. Bank accounts? What?
If you want to, like, we're not trying to force you or anything like that.
No, of course not. We would never do that.
Okay.
Anyway. We're not like the Daleks. We're not like them. Can you imagine one day? Hold on. Can you imagine one day just, like, waking up all of a sudden and then there's a Dalek, like, just, like, standing next to you and being like, I have taken all of your money and bought you, I mean me, a refrigerator to love. I don't know. Oh wait, they can't love, so I guess they wouldn't buy a refrigerator. That's useless.
I don't know how to comprehend that. I'll have to simmer on that. That's a profound question, and I probably won't answer it. But anyway, thanks for listening to our show, and come back next week as we talk about a couple of different shorts, like four shorts. We're talking about a Best Friend, One Day, Mihua, and Croix de Lune.
Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Croix de Lune. I don't know French.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Saga Podcast, where we talk about animation and animation things. This is your favorite co-host, Sarah, and I would like to remind you before you head off that we do have a Twitter, a Facebook, an Instagram, a website, and soon to be a Patreon. So if you could reach out to us, leave us a comment, a review, anything that you like, and we will appreciate all of it. Otherwise, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye. See you next time. I hope you liked it. Come again.